I want to speak a little bit on the halachas, the bracha mein shalosh. The main reason I'm speaking about it be'etzem is one of the main topics that we'll go. I'll try also to pour halachas that I'm going to get a ma'isa to everyone. But some people are trying to make, taking out a kuntras, trying to convince the olam to change one of the halachas, not to listen to the Mishnah Berurah. And it's quite convincing, the Shtickel Torah. Quite convincing, the Shtickel Torah. So I want to go duch the Indian, but this will have a clarity before the Tumor goes out. To have the Dvorim Mesudorim, K'moy Shehem. The Gemara in Broches, and Daf Mem Dalet, the Gemara says, B'may Chosim. When you finish the Broche, B'may Chosim. The Gemara explains, Ki osar avdimi, more brachas mem dalet. B'rosh chodesh, we finish Mekadesh Yisrael v'rosh chodoshim. Hochemai, Rashi explains the shaila. The halacha is you can't make a chasima b'shtayim. Chasima has to be with one zach. You can't make chasima b'shtayim. So how you do Mekadesh Yisrael v'rosh chodoshim? Moses says, Mekadesh Yisrael, shehem mekadshim rosh chodoshim. So the shaila, how to make the bracha here? Al ha'oretz ve'al ha'peiros. He gave us the oretz that gives peiros. Nothing more. Omar Rav Chisda al ha'oretz ve'al peiroseo. Rav Chisda was a amoira, a bavli dike amoira. Al ha'oretz ve'al peiroseo. Rabbi Yochanan Eretz Yisrael dike amoira. Omar al ha'oretz ve'al ha'peiros. So the amiroim from chutz la'oretz said al ha'oretz ve'al peiroseo. And the Amiroim from Eretz Yisrael said, "Al Oretz v'Al Peiros." Omar Rav Amram v'Lepligi, "Holon v'Olu." And Chutz La'Oretz, you say, "Al Peiroseo." Not like we say. And in Eretz Yisrael, you say, "Al Peiros." Maske v'Ramach be'Yitzchok, "Inu Achli v'Onon Mevarchim." We in Chutz La'Oretz say Peiroseo. They ate the fruits, and they do Peiros. I want to know if I can't. And at Yisrael you do Peiroseo, and in Chutz La'aretz you do Peiros. So first we have to know that the first time in the Amun and the Gemara have Mishnah, that in Chutz La'aretz you do Peiroseo, and at Yisrael you do Peiros. Yeah, we don't pass it like that, Ober. Rav Amram Chaside. Moses told us Rav Amram Chaside. Rav Amram says, in Chutz La'aretz you say Peiros, and Eretz Yisrael you say Peiroseo. So the Sefer Dvar Yehoshua, so maybe Mechadosh Alamol. Zog the Dvar Yehoshua, Zog the Dvar Yehoshua Azeh, that Be'etzem, and we'll see in a second that Mistama, this is the Emes, Al Oretz Ve'al Peiroseo, we'll see in a second, what is the Broche? Al Oretz means Eretz Yisrael. It's not a Peiros Marich of them. Al Oretz Atoivah Shanos Alonu. Al Oretz means Eretz Yisrael. Peiros is the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael. So Be'etzem, you have to say Al Oretz Ve'al Peiroseo, also in Chutz La'aretz. Why in Eretz Yisrael they said Al Oretz Ve'al Peiros? In Eretz Yisrael, verstehen Peiros means Peiros Eretz Yisrael. So we don't have to say Peiroseo. Or being a Rai, you say Al Oretz, Welche Oretz? Verstehen Eretz Yisrael, America. So you have to say, there's only one good Oretz. So Mele, Oretz, we say Oretz, we mean Eretz Yisrael. Our Peiros in Chutz La'aretz, we say Peiros, people will think Avshalom made the Peiros in Chutz La'aretz. So we say Peiroseo. And Eretz Yisrael, it's fakat. Val in Eretz Yisrael, we don't need it, we say Peiros. So the first meaning was in Chutz La'aretz, we say Peiroseo, and Eretz Yisrael, we say Peiros. No. So what's the Zohar of Nachum Bar Yitzchok? It doesn't make sense. They eat and we make a bracha. So Weisdorf, he learned that the bracha also has to include the peiros that you have. Remember you say in Chutz La'aretz, peiroseo that includes also the peiros. So what it means. And in Eretz Yisrael you say peiroseo, it means beikra and the peiros from Eretz Yisrael. And I think everyone knows this halacha. Amor was not so much negea, like in our days. How much things from Eretz Yisrael came to Chutz La'aretz? Shivas Aminim. How those things came from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. But today it's very neged. People drink grape juice. The company Kedem. People like to bring from Chutz La'aretz grape juice. It's called Kedem. And the Gan Eden be Kedem. So these people, the shaila is if they make al pri gafno or al pri agefen. When you drink from the grape juice of Eretz Yisrael, tiroish, mikama mizrahi, so you make al pri gafno. When you drink kedem, you make pri agofen. Now the shaila is double. In America, if you drink tirosh, so you have to. So this is the shaila. So be'etzem, our shaila is mischalik be'etzem. To a couple shaylas. We'll start with the first shlav. We have a shayla ben chutz in chutz laaretz. If someone eats fruits or grape juice from Eretz Yisrael, if he makes al pri gafno or he makes al pri agefen, what's the difference in chutz laaretz? And in Eretz Yisrael, if you drink grape juice from America, kedem, you make pri gafno or pri agefen. They get a meisle. Or they bring raisins. Some people bring raisins. I'm not going now to the shayla how you check them from the bugs. They bring raisins from Chutz La'aretz, so from England they have these red boxes they bring, yeah? And the shaila is again, al peiroiseho, or al peiros. This is the first shaila I want to be done today. Second shaila is, what would be if a person also had kamal mizrahi and also had kedem? What he doesn't... Reb Chaim Noe says to say al peiroiseho ve al peiros. This for sure not. So what do? You do al peruseh or al peres? What if you misupik? You're eating raisins and you misupik if the raisins are from Eretz Yisrael or from Turkey. This is the first chelek that we're going to be done, and it's very nagia. So let me again, Pamela. The tool brings down. בחוץ לארץ אומרים על הארץ ועל הפירות, בארץ ישראל אומרים על הארץ ועל פירותיה. The tour didn't think people will start to bring from here to there from there. I mean, it's given planes. I mean, someone took it, he ate it in a way. But it's not given again so much. If I got, zok de b'si Yosef, kosa v'rav rabbeinu yoino. כשמביאים פירות לחוץ לארץ, מארץ ישראל, על הסופק. In tzorich l'shalos ha-matbea shel chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you bring fruits from Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz, we'll call it today the Karmel Mizrahi wines, al ha-sofek eino tzorich l'shalos. Avel ha-rashba kosav, mistabra she'afilu b'chutz la'aretz, li'ochil peres ha-boi me'Eretz Yisrael, mevorech al ha-oretz ve'al peroseo. Dolemai desvir le'in de'gmore mi'ikore, even Rav Chisda made peroseo. And the whole kasha was, they eat and we make a brocha. But if we ate, for sure we can make al peruseh. So when you read the Bessi Yosef, it's mashma like this. Rabbi Yoine kosav al asofek, not to make peruseh, to make al peres, even if things came from Eretz Yisrael. Aval Rashba said to make. So it's mashma to machlekes. Zog de Bach, Rabbi Yoine said al asofek. He meant if you misopik from where the fruits came, misopik, don't change the matbea and chutz laaretz. Aber b'teiras vaday, he's masking to the Rashba. So we have a machlekes b'si Yosef mit Bach and Magen Avraham. The b'si Yosef learns it's machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rashba. If the fruits that come from Eretz Yisrael to chutz laaretz, you make al peruseh or al peres. Rabbi Yehuda says al peres, Rashba says al peruseh. The Bach says everyone is masking you make piruseh. Most of the achroinim only had this in front of them. And b'meile, they said that it's more mistaber that it's not machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda said misafek. Piruseh, boy mikam, misafek, don't change the matbea. We are Baruch Hashem, we zeich, we have a lot of rishonim, the new prince, as in Sefer Kolboy, he says, in pirush meretz Yisrael l'chutz l'ores, אין צורך לשנס המטבע. וכן אוסו רבי נהיינה. דורך ישחיים. בני ארץ ישראל, המבורכים, אבל חוץ לאורץ, אם בואו פרס מארץ ישראל, אין צורך לשנס המטבע. וכן אוסו רבי נהיינה. והרשב"א כוסף שאומרים על פרסר. So the first thing we were zeiche that all of the rishonim said like the Bais Yosef. Even that all of the achronim say Mappy Thompson ishta as Rabbi Yehine said al asofek. But the rishonim said that Rabbi Yehine meant that if something comes from the Tzrol to Chutzlots, you make al peros al peros al peros al peros. And the Rashi says al peros. So shlav aleph just to know the machlekes. Well, we remind me the machlekes peros or Tzrol should bow to Chutzlots. Rabbi Yehine says you make al peroseo al peros, and the Rashi says al peroseo. The Achronim learned that everyone is masking to the Rashba that you make a Peroseah. But we know that the Bais Yosef is Gerech Lechura. It's not so Nogia Lehalocha Lemaisa Nafka Mina. Because the Bais Yosef says, even though it's a Machlekes, he's Machria Lehalocha like the Rashba. He's Machria Lehalocha like the Rashba. Is machir la'alocha like the Rashbo? As I said, the Bais Yosef. Mainly, is machir la'alocha like the Rashbo? That peres eretz Yisrael shebo lechutz la'aretz, you make al pereser. So on that chelek, is nothing more to argue, the Haino. The Rashbo for sure says the fruits of eretz Yisrael came to chutz la'aretz. We call it today. If you make a kiddush on Kabbal Mizrahi and chutz la'aretz, you have to make al pereser. Don't know what is the meaning today, but this is what people do, no? Hopefully, yeah? At least from now on, for sure they will do it. Yeah, you make al pereser. You make al pereser. Whatever zarash, maybe we pass him like this. The Bais Yosef learned that the Rabbi Yehine holds nishta zay, only the Rashba holds like that, and everyone holds. Also, we said the Rishonim also, but we pass him like the Rashba. Nefi the Achronim, even Rabbi Yehine was masking to that halacha. So that halacha is glad. That halacha is glad. When I say lemaisel shochnoch is machria simen reish ches. And he says, "Peres chutz la'aretz shebo le'aretz Yisrael, shebo peres eretz Yisrael, shebo le'chutz la'aretz, oimer al peroseh." Say that. So this deval is nothing but to argue, and this is what everyone has to keep. The vikuach, and this is what the ma'orim are trying to make a tumul is, when people in Eretz Yisrael decide to drink kedem grape juice, we'll call it peres chutz la'aretz shebo le'aretz Yisrael. What happens? Peres chutz la'aretz shebo le'aretz Yisrael. The Pashas you say it works both ways. If peres eretz Yisrael shebo le'chutz la'aretz, you say al peroseh. So peres eretz Yisrael chutz la'aretz shebo le'aretz Yisrael, we'll make ala peres. So if we drink grape juice from Kedem, we'll make ala peres. If we eat raisins from England or from Turkey, we'll make ala peres, not ala peroseh. Lemaise, I'll show you in a second. No one spoke about it. The Poskim never spoke about it. So we'll see, not only didn't speak about it, it yells that they didn't speak about it. What is Sidor Eliyahu Rabbe, Choshev Sefer? He learns Pshat in Rabbi Yehine that Peiris, Rabbi Yehine is talking about Peiris Chutz La'aretz Shebo L'Eretz Yisrael. And if you misupik, if it came from Chutz La'aretz or from Eretz Yisrael, misupik make ala Peiris and don't make al Peiriser. Stated in the Eliyahu Rabbe that it's clear to him that peiros shebo'u mechutz la'aretz Yisrael, you make ala peiros. So the mocker for that shita is Eliyahu Rabbe, pshat in Rabbi Yehine. That when Rabbi Yehine said misofik you make ala peiros, he learns like the Rashbo that peiros chutz la'aretz Yisrael shebo'u mechutz la'aretz is al peiroseh. Just peiros chutz la'aretz shebo'u le'aretz Yisrael, zok the Rabbi Yehine, you make ala peiros. He's talking on Peiros, shebo mechutz la'aretz Eretz Yisrael. So I see from here that he make ala Peiros, and the Mishneh Berurah copies them down. Also, Birkei Yosef, Aruch HaShulchan, a little bit Mashmoyos and Chaya Odom. So the ganze mekoyer for the Saloche is one mekoyer. Eliyahu Rabbe, Pshat in Rabbi Yehine, Chofetz Chaim is Matik and is Mishneh Berurah. Okay, Yosef, the Chido, and Misvore lechura, it had to be like that. If we say that Peres Eretz Yisrael shebo lechutz la'aretz, you make al peroseh, Peres chutz la'aretz shebo le'aretz Yisrael, you'll have to make al peres. And this is what lemaise, the people that know halacha lemaise, this is the way everyone firtzach. It was nagia in Eretz Yisrael 3 years ago, we nagia 4 years ago in Shviz. All the common Mizrahi was Yevul Chutz La'aretz. It's like a stamp on it, Yevul Chutz La'aretz. Even sometimes you go to some people that have old stuff, they have Yivul Chutz La'aretz. So if it has Yivul Chutz La'aretz, so in Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, we didn't make Al Pri Gafno, we made Al Pri HaGefen. And a lot of different wines, French wine, all these wines also. So you really have to know. And if you have a suffix, like a rabbi, a suffix, don't make Pirisah. And Misvorah had to be like that. What is the difference? If you learn the Sugya Be'iyun, it's mashma not like that. And I want to explain. Be'etzem, it's mashma in the Rishonim that Ha'oimdim Be'eretz Yisrael, Loshon HaTur, Peiris Eretz Yisrael, Loshon HaTur is בחוץ לארץ אומרים על פירס הארץ ועל הפירס, בארץ ישראל אומרים על פירסיה. לא שנה שולחן אורך, עושים לסגן אוס, לא שנה רמב"ם. בחוץ לארץ על הפירס, בארץ ישראל על פירסיה. מה חוץ לארץ? זה על פירס חוץ לארץ, פירסיה. פירס ארץ ישראל, why the two says? בחוץ לארץ על הפירס, בארץ ישראל על פירסיה. It's mashmaze. We see in the Gemara in the beginning that Bnei Bovel also wanted to say Perusel. The Stibler explains, we say, Al-Oretz HaToyva Asher Nosan Lonu, Baruch Atah Hashem Al-Oretz Ve'al HaMozoin, and it's Yisrael, and Ben Sholosh, we say Al-Oretz Ve'al Perusel. Al-Oretz means Eretz Yisrael. What Perus means? Perusel means Perus Eretz Yisrael, or the Perus of the Oretz? Means Perus Eretz Yisrael. So the Stibler has a Givaldik Erai, listen to Geonis from the Stibler. The Gemara asked the Kasha, how Bnei Bovel say, Al Oretz Val Peruser? Ma Baya? The eating in Chutz Loretz, Al Oretz America, Val Peruser from America. The eating fruits in America, Al Oretz, the country America, Val Peruser, the fruits of America. The Teretz is, Al Oretz means Eretz Yisrael. So what Peruser means? Also Eretz Yisrael. So you have a problem in Chutz Loretz, how you say Peruser? Why not? Why the people of Chutz La'aretz could take the Ribbono Shel Olam al Ha'aretz, but they're not sitting on this Ha'aretz? But the Teretz says, but this is what we're taking Hashem from. The bracha was nitkan that Hashem gave us a good present that is called Eretz Yisrael. But I didn't enjoy Eretz Yisrael now. But he gave Eretz Yisrael and he gave a lot of fruit, but I'm not there. I'm far away. Mayaki dog. Gonish. So why I'm thanking? I'm thanking the Shvach that Hashem gave us such a Ha'aretz and he gave us such Peiris. No, so be'etzem, even if I'm eating peres chutz la'aretz, be'etzem I had to make peresel. And this is be'etzem the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara is not a mistake. When the Gemara in the beginning said, Rav Chista said, in chutz la'aretz you say, al ha'aretz ve'al peresel, it was the right thing to do. Fakir, we have to understand what was the kasha from the Gemara. Kasha from the Gemara was that avada b'shas de'achile, you have to include also what you ate. Cannot be that you're not saying thank you bichlal on the peres that you ate. Has to be a mashmoes that includes also the peres that you ate. But the Iker broch is for sure and peres Eretz Yisrael. This is the aside of the broch. People in Eretz Yisrael that the normal, they're sitting in Eretz Yisrael and they're eating from peres Eretz Yisrael, even if these peres that they ate are not from Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Eretz Yisrael say Periseo. Bnei Chutz La'aretz, say Peiris. Where I see it first in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, even if it's changed from place to place, don't change the bracha. Just to build up. We see the Shoyin, Rabbi Yehuda, Chas Chaim, Kolboy. I'm eating the fruits of Chutz La'aretz from Eretz Yisrael. But you in Chutz La'aretz, you make a bracha to where you nene. You nene ala oretz v'ala peiris from Chutz La'aretz. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you make a bracha on the peiris from Eretz Yisrael. Now what? What would be if Peres Eretz Yisrael went to Chutz La'aretz? So Rabbi Yehuda said, there's no difference. The Rashba was Mechadish. Be'etzem, we wanted everyone to say Al Periseo. We wanted everyone to say Al Periseo. We could not say it because you didn't eat. But if you ate from Peres Eretz Yisrael, you could say it. It's Mefurash in the Rashba. The Rashba says, if they send you Peres Eretz Yisrael, you could make Al Periseo. Why? Because it says in the beginning of the Gemara wanted that everyone will make Perusel. So the Gemara said, they ate and we will make a bracha. But if you eat, you for sure can make the bracha. The Hainu, This is not shver that Bnei Eretz Yisrael will make periseo because normal they eat periseo. The Gemara never had shver. They had shver. Bnei Chutz La'aretz cannot say periseo, even that this is the ikar brocha. The Rabbi Yehuda learns Bnei Chutz La'aretz alam say lefi the Chutz La'aretz, and Bnei Eretz Yisrael say lefi the Eretz Yisrael. The Rashi was mechadesh. What beetsim the brocha he koris is al periseo? Just if you didn't eat, you cannot make a brocha. Zog the Rashi, if the peres came from Eretz Yisrael, you could make a brocha. I want to read you a Shulchan Aruch, and they tine it by Yeshua that if you read a Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch said it. To read it slowly. Brocho achas mein sholesh. Reish ches if yud. You see inside? Mamish, you have to read it slowly with the right nigel. Brocho achas mein sholesh. Shel peiros de chutz loretz. Choysem ala oretz va ala peiros. ובארץ ישראל חויסם על אורץ ועל פרסר ואם בחוץ לאורץ איך על פרס אורץ חויסם גם על פרסר so it's three הלוחס חוץ לאורץ על הפרס ארץ ישראל פרסר and if בחוץ לאורץ you eat פרס ארץ ישראל you make על פרסר why it's not הלוחה and if in ארץ ישראל you eat פרס חוץ לאורץ you make על הפרס why that הלוחה is not there Why is only three halachas? Chutz la'aretz, peroiser, peros. Eretz Yisrael, peroiser. And if you're eating peros, Eretz Yisrael, and chutz la'aretz, you make a peroiser. The answer is, Bnei Eretz Yisrael make peroiser, ki lo shena Rambam. Lo shena Rambam is... בארץ ישראל הוא אומר על הפרס ובחוץ לארץ הוא אומר בארץ ישראל אומר על הפרס ובחוץ לארץ על הפרס not only that the Ritva says that when you כשקוי בארץ ישראל מבורך על פרס ארץ ישראל כשקוי בחוץ לארץ מבורך על פרס חוץ לארץ ומכל מקום הם הביאו להם מפרס ארץ ישראל לחוץ לארץ יכול לומר על פרס So the Torah says the takonis was to say peruseh in Eretz Yisrael. This was the takon. Till the Gemara had a half a minute that everyone would say peruseh. Forget the stipend says so he doesn't understand if peruseh means chutz la'aretz, so it's mevorach b'shtayim. We can't be choisim b'shtayim. We started that the Gemara said how you make a chesimah. Mekadosh Yisrael ve'azmanim. Yisrael shemekadosh ve'azmanim. So the Gemara al ha'aretz v'al ha'mozrim, al ha'aretz v'al ha'peres, al ha'aretz shenisen es peres. But we speak in Eretz Yisrael, we speak in the Peres and Chutz La'aretz. So the type of Simon Mem Zayin can brochas teres and teres and teres to me yash of it. So the answer is, the Iker broche, even when you say Peruseo, is on Peres Eretz Yisrael. And even when you say Peres, is on Peres Eretz Yisrael, really. The Iker broche is on Peres Eretz Yisrael. Just pshat is, but we never eat from it. So we have to include everything else in the broche. But mele peres Eretz Yisrael that come to Chutz La'aretz. But you already ate, so you could say periseo. Aber peres Chutz La'aretz shebo l'Eretz Yisrael, bnei Eretz Yisrael, alam el say periseo. So the ganze mekor not like that in Shulchan Aruch. No one mentioned it. None of the Rishonim spoke the opposite. The only one that mentioned it was Eliyahu Rabbe, that had pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't have such a Rabbi Yehuda. So the claim says no mocker for it. The Eliyahu Rabbi said the Rabbi Yehuda is modne, because we're a Suffolk. So he made a whole pshat. But mainly was mechadosh ha'alocha. It's no different mekor chutz from the Eliyahu Rabbi. If it's no different mekor chutz from the Eliyahu Rabbi, and today we have Rishonim, but we know that it's not a pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. And the difference between Shulchan Aruch, so mainly they want mechadosh that when people drink grape juice in Eretz Yisrael, to make al pri gafno even on kedem. And giving out that all the rabbonim as a kuntras. So, b'cheshbon could be the right, but lemaise, I think we have to follow the Mishnah Berurah. Aloha, we follow our Rabbi. If the Mishnah Berurah, yotza mi pikot shesh Mishnah Berurah, there have been a couple of sforim that says like them. But I'm saying, b'cheshbon we can hear in this, but where's the nafkimina lemaise? Here's the nafkimina lemaise. What if you have a maise, a person is in a suda and he drank a cup of wine? Kama Mizrahi. And a cup of wine, French wine, or Kedem wine. What he doesn't al bracha achroina, al briga fno או על פרי הגפן. So, למעשה, the פויסקים המכריע to make על פרי גפנו. To make על פרי גפנו. Why? They say like this. So, לפי the Lombus, we said it's very partial. בעצם, the פרי גפנו is the right ברוכה. So, first up, you can make פרי גפנו. Because, you know, some people hold it on the throne, you can do both. But the shal is not only not the soul. The shal is be'etzem also in chutzlaretz. A guy drinking kedem, and they just gave him a kama mizrachi cup. Yeah, well, you do not. You make a pri gafno, or you make a pri gefen. Not to begin as a soul. You're chutzlaretz. You're drinking kedem, and then they give you one good cup of grape juice, kama mizrachi. Simcha pakeret, okay. I'm not the soul. So, the vote is like this. Let me boil if the lomdas that we said. That be'etzim peruser is the right thing to do. Now, the pshat is, da shteit klor in Rashba. Be'etzim, why p'nei chutz la'aretz could make peruser? Because if they didn't taste from peruser, they cannot make peruser. But if you made peruser, if you ate from peruser, so already you could make the brocha on that. So, like the Rashba says, be'etzem we wanted a person, even when he drinks in chutz la'aretz, to say gafno. Is the reason we said not to say gafno was because he never tastes. If he already tastes, then maybe he could make a brochen and includes everything. Chaim Noah wants to say you'll have to make two brochas. I'm saying, it's a bit schwer, Now, well, maybe we'll go a step by. He come in the Sfardim, Rav Ovadia Yosef mach milchomes of them, milchomes. We know, everyone makes this aloch, al pri, al peruser, you make peruser, right? Simcha, peruser you make, pri gafna you make. When you eat cake, you make al mich yosof. Why not? Same aloch. What is the difference? What is the difference? If peruser you make al peruser, al pri gafno you make a pri gafno. If you ate a chocolate cake here, make al michyaso. So you have to know the sfardim need to make al michyaso. Kach noyagim asfardim. I'm not a sfardim, so the sfardim tayin nishtazeh, I don't know what to tell you, but in the sifrei halacha is brought down that the sfardim have to make al michyaso. The shaila is, why the Ashkenazim do? Why does Ashkenazim do? Who does Sfardim are right? Who does Sfardim are right? So one yishuv they want to say, they claim that the pshat is that the flour, when you never know, when you eat a cake, you don't know from where's the flour. So it's a suffix. But the rabbi says it's a suffix. You don't make al pri gafna. So you know from where the flour came. And a wine, it says, kama mizrachi, or it says mikedem. But on a flour, you don't know where the flour is. Maybe they mix the flour. Well, you never know what flour you're eating. What? I think Stan, by the way, most flour is not from here, yeah? I think you say they have big fields in America, somewhere the flour comes from. I don't know from where. But there's no flour came out here. You know how much place you have to have for the flour? But if feed them, the problem from Russia comes, can't say. So it's also not michyosa, yeah? So some people say the feed them and the matzahs, you know, the matzahs are the source, the shmur, mishas ktsira, so we know the flowers from here. So you'll have to make michyosa. Some say Rosh Hashanah leplug, Klai Yisrael, but he was leplug. Now we didn't know from where it's coming, so they decided, well, every time people make michyosa, michyosa.
We wash them.
What?
We wash them.
It's fine.
We wash the matzahs.
What? No, I mean, I'm knedlach, I mean. I mean, knedlach.
He was ready.
Say it, but I'm saying, knedlach. We eat knedlach. Yeah, you block, but Shmini Shel Pesach, you block. So this is the shot. So the Achoyim, no, Sameach wants to say another teretz, why we don't say Michyoso. I don't know, the Sfaradim say, also the Rebbe Vayner Yosef as a tshuva, he fights very stark to be doicha all the excuses, and he says, B'daf zoged Michyoso. So again, I don't know. I didn't have time to mivar, you know, instead of a Shaul and all the other svardim. What is their minhagim? But they say like this: that chameshes aminim includes also shiboyles kisem, kusmin, shiboyles shul, shifoy. Now, as a big machleik is if these three are considered shivas aminim or not. Chida sa'ira is shivas aminim. The other three, it's machleik is begdima and broches. If it's koydim to shivas aminim or not, it's machleik is taz. So b'meile, they say, val, these things, some of them are not from chameshes aminim, from shivas aminim. So b'meile, and the Zohar, because it's not nikaranit, the shvach from Eretz Yisrael. You don't see the fruit, you see a piece of cake, you don't see shivas minim shnishtab from Eretz Yisrael. And again, our meaning is not to make, but yet on the kafta v'per. The kafta v'per was a katboin, he said michi yoso. Now, ganz klar Yisrael make a pri gafno. The Satmar Rebbe, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't make pri gafno. They asked him why he didn't make pri gafno. He said that Shulchan Aruch states this. Shulchan Aruch spoke on Peres HaOretz Omer al Peresero. Doesn't say Pri Gafno, doesn't say Michioso, but doesn't say it's not. And this bet someone knows one of the answers on Michioso also. So our problem is that we can't use it because on Gafno, we say Gafno. And the Zogun, there was an excuse because, you know, the Shaila is the grapes come from Musal Alatayim, from up north. That again, they say that the mokrim that is not kodesh b'kedusha Eretz Yisrael, you don't say pri gafno. You say pri hagefen. That's tolling the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. So a lot of times you don't know where the grapes come. Now, what would be if a person eats a chatzi kezayis, mezoinus, and chatzi kezayis from a shiva saminim? Chatzi kezayis mezoinus, and chatzi kezayis shiva samini. Shem Zalman Auerbach says, you make ala michio, and you mention ala michio, v'ala peiros. Or v'al peiroset. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, you don't make ala michio. You have to have other kezayis from ala michio, other kezayis from peiroset. You can't be mitzar. What if you ate a chatzi kezayis from Shiva Saminim and Chatzik Kezayis from Borei Nefoshos? And she have a very big wafer. So the Mechamish Saminim is not enough, and the chocolate, so maybe you don't make Alamichi. Shmuel Shabbos Kibchos told me that he never saw a person in the world who could make Alamichi on a wafer. Because he said the amount that you have to eat to have a Kezayis, Shmuel Shabbos told me he never saw a person. He said maybe in the books, like people that eat very quick could be there. He said, but he never saw the Mitzvah as a person who could make Alamichi. These are the words that I heard from Shmuel Shabbos Kibchos. I'm not going into a different shir now. If you can mitzaref, kol sheyesh me chamesh esaminim, so shir farzich. But the Shmuel Shabbos told me, "So loyki manoi chiyore, umeolam loyamarti ala michi al veifu." Vafle, veifu. Simcha, you don't explain. I don't know what it is, but he said it's not shaych to eat bechiras pras. The amount of mezuzahs that you need to have. So you have to know. Now, the Shaila is Alemol, is a tshuva from Reb Moshe, but I'm saying this is a different tshuva of Kol Sheyesh Mechamesh Saminim, I just wanted to be Ma'oyer, the Nekuda. A person, this is again, Chutz La'oretz was a tshuva from Reb Moshe that was going around, it's an Igros Moshe, the Yoide Dovor say Reb Moshe was Chayza. So the Meile, Reb Shlomo Zalman says not to listen to this Reb Moshe, and the Yoide Dovor say that Reb Moshe was Chayza, so you have to change the psak. A lot of times you go to a Kiddush Shabbos morning, to the people that do Kiddush Shabbos morning before the Suda, and you eat mezoinus, and you get like a little cup of grape juice. What happens when you make bracha achrona? You mention al hagefen or al pri gafno in Eretz Yisrael or not? Reb Moshe said, you do. Shlomo Zalman said, b'shum panim v'oifen nish, it's a hefsek. And Val is a Messiah Rabbi Yodin and Rabbi Yishu was Chayzer, so the Aloch is we don't. Now, if he's Mesupik, if he drank a Revis, then Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Rabbi says he could say, it's not a Hefzik. It could be some people ready from a little cup, I have Mesupik, what is Revis? Say? But again, if you mesupik l'kula alma, you make. Also, you maskir al hagefen or al pri gafna. If you're not mesupik, you don't. Now, even so, zogim shemezalman oyerbach, another chidush la'aloche, zogim shemezalman, that even if we said that the moshel, what if a person eats kizayis mezoynes and he drinks revis, that we're okay to take the case of the kiddushin. The case of the kiddushin is the guy that is moitzi da oilam. The guy that is moitzi da oilam in kiddush. Then he's moitzi da oilam in alamichia. But the people that are sitting there, they didn't drink wine. They could be yoitzi alamichia with him or not. He says alamichia v'al pri ha-gefen. You mention it, you don't mention. So he for sure could say, "Shai is why I could be yitzer." My assumption is Zamanayabach said that it's poshut to him that you could be yitzer. It's not called a hefsek. Even if he's adding words to his alamichia, what I'm a supik and I'm trying to find out yet, and I didn't manage today to find out. Out of them, maybe someone can find out. What would it be if he drank tirosh and you drank kedem? He's saying pri gafno, and you're not saying pri gafno, or the opposite. He's saying al pri hagefen. I bet someone asked the shayla for the sfaradim if they could be yoytzim on al ha-michir. They say, I have to say michir so. They could be yoytzim on al ha-michir or not.
You make a mistake. You have to say the whole thing again. Say gafno instead of gefen, gefen instead of gafen. You have to say the whole thing, you have to say it again.
What?
It's bracha batala, you have to go over.
Could be this the shayla also will be. This could be will be also part of the shayla. If it's a bracha levatala, what if be in chutzla, they said pri gafno, and you never ate it? So I will explain. Before the shiur today, for sure I would say it's a bracha levatala. He didn't bench on the right fruits. I'm asking you a shayla. A person ate cake and he made ala eitz val pri ha-eitz. It's a bracha levatala? For sure it's a bracha levatala. Before the shiur today, in Chutzlar, it's Perusel, Nishkin Mechutin. I'm asking if someone said Allah Perus, it didn't say Perusel, but the heaven is Yoitz. That's what I'm asking. But if a person said Perusel, he didn't, he's the wrong thing. I think he's not Yoitz. The Shaila after the Shir today. And if someone in Chutzlar said Perusel.
So then why, when you eat both, are you able to be Yoitz with just Perusel?
Oh, so I'm saying again, so exactly, it's both on the same yisoid. After we said today that perusel is be'etzem the ikir atakone, but the male is a svar to say that. But you could fault say that there the pshat is, so the takone was to say perusel. Here when it was not the takone to say perusel, they told you to take and the perus of the chutz la'aretz, and you take and the perus of the chutz la'aretz is svar. How it will help? I'm saying, my argosha is after the shir today that it will help. But again, we have to mechalik in the two. See, we have to mechalik in the two. It's not. First, shayla is a b'diavad yoytz in chutzlaretz if you said pri gafno. And second of all is, if even if b'diavad yoytz, if lekatchila you could be yoytz with someone else that is moitzi. It's not lekatchila. It's not lekatchila. For what is this whole shir if it's not negia? Say gafno, gafno. Weisbeis is a shayla to say. So I'm saying, I don't know what I'm saying, so two shahs here, what would be b'di'evet? I think the Fidesh here, mistama b'di'evet, yoytze. I'm saying again, if you said piroiseo instead of gafno, yoytze. Gefen and gafno, yoytze. The shah, if you said gafno, you have to say gefen. I'm a super give you yoytze or not. Not the shir, I mean the tia is that you have had a yoytze. But I'm a super again, if like a tchile, you could be moitzi, b'chai gav, and someone else or not.